Ghana, the West African country, is nestled between Ivory Coast to the west, Togo to the east with Burkina Faso in the north, and the Gulf of Guinea in the south. Ghana is also where the musical genre highlife originated, with a festive showcase of energetic horns, Western instruments, including multiple guitars, the luminous style that is not only living today across the country, but is popular across the entire world as well. This is part two on highlife. Highlife, having gained popularity in Ghana after World War II, remains quite popular in Ghana and Nigeria today, due in part to its unique method of melding traditional contemporary rhythmic and melodic elements from many regions of Africa and the world. It mirrors forms used in North American jazz guitar playing techniques that feature the so-called big band sound with heavy brass and percussion. Following Ghana's independence in 1956, highlife, because of European and North American influences, would fade in popularity only to be resurrected in 1971 as a result of a single concert in Accra, Ghana. This event featured African and American musicians, including Wilson Pickett, Ike Turner, Tina Turner, and Carlos Santana, performing on stage with some of the most celebrated African musicians, resulting in renewed interest and energy longing for a more Ghanaian-centered sound. Ghanaian highlife, like so many forms of music, bends over time to the will of new, more modernistic musical leanings with the birth of what is called today hip life, geared toward more urban settings. The hip life fused sound draws upon hip hop, though still using Ghanaian languages, backed up by traditional sounding highlife. In time, larger dance orchestras began to be replaced by smaller professional dance bands, typified by the success of artists like E.T. Mensa and the Tempos. Mensa's fame soared after he played with Louis Armstrong in Accra at that May 1956 concert, eventually earning him the nickname King of Highlife. And though the original highlife style enjoyed its heyday in the 1960s and 70s, the marriage of the old form with new musical structures still affords listeners today the opportunity to not only hear, contrast, and compare both, but also to experience the historical depth and richness of West African music in general. With modernity, highlife, like other genres, continues to be shaped and influenced by different musical styles around the world while maintaining its original yet powerful impact on other forms of world music. To hear part one on highlife, visit wpr.org/higherground. I'm Jonathan Overby. This is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.